Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 18th of May, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The ultimate guide to working from home with kids is a directory of crowdsourced activities searchable by age group, level of parent involvement required, indoors or outdoors, and screen or no screen. The guide started as a Google Sheet curated by Manisha Snoyer, a teacher with homeschool experience, and quickly became a list of more than 2,000 ideas to keep kids busy. The curated website is the creation of Snoyer, entrepreneur and investor Eric Rise, and other expert volunteers. Apple confirmed it acquired NextVR, a startup that provides sports and other content for virtual reality headsets. The acquisition may help Apple's development of VR and AR headsets with accompanying software and content. NextVR supplies content to several existing VR headsets, including Facebook Oculus and devices from Sony, HTC and Lenovo. Almost 5 million British households have signed up to streaming services since the coronavirus lockdown began, as the nation turns to Netflix, Amazon Prime and Disney Plus to alleviate the impact of the restrictions. There have been an estimated 4.6 meters new signups to subscription video on demand offerings since much of normal British life ground to a halt in late March, according to research. France will tax big digital businesses this year, whether there is progress or not towards an international deal on a levy, its finance minister said on Thursday, adding such a tax had never been more legitimate or more necessary. Nearly 140 countries from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development are negotiating the first major rewriting of tax rules in more than a generation to take better account of the rise of big tech companies such as Amazon, Facebook, Apple and Google that often book profit in low-tax countries. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.